With chillier temps, blustery winds, pouring rain, and the occasional snow flurry, sometimes you just want to get cozy from the inside out. With so many restaurants dishing up delectably warming eats, there are plenty of places where you can soothe your weather-weary soul with food. We've rounded up some of the best cold weather comfort eats to check out in Vancouver this fall and winter. Savory piecher, a slice of warm apple pie with ice cream or autumnal pumpkin pie is what the chillier months are all about. But nothing beats warming up with a piping hot savory pie. Fewer spots in Vancouver fit the bill as handily as peaked pies when it comes to golden pastry domes over hearty, comforting fillings like chicken, mushroom and leek or beef curry. They even have veg and vegan options, too. Get your Aussie pie, peaked, with mashed potato, mushy green peas, and gravy for that extra layer of deliciousness. You can also find savory pies, like Moroccan chickpea, beef bourguignon, or classic chicken pot pie at the pie hole. Mac and cheese. Last year, Brewhall's feature mac and cheese went flamin' hot. Brewhall, Facebook move over KD, macaroni and cheese is an absolute must-have in the cold months if you're craving something rich and cheesy. While the venerable dish is a year-round favorite, often as a side, at most diners, barbecue joints, and even some steakhouses, if you're looking to make a meal of it, head to Brewhall, where they team up gooey, melty cheese with cavatappi pasta for the maximum noodle-to-sauce pairing, and they're always coming up with fun twists on the classic. It's also hard to resist the truffle mac and cheese at the Flying Pig. Sure, it's on the side, but we won't blame you if you make it the star of the show. For plant-based eaters, the Mac at Meats Vancouver restaurants is always a crowd-pleaser. Fondue dipping crispy broccoli in gooey cheese fondue. Lindsay William Ross, Vancouver is awesome. Do you fondue? The classic European après-ski dish with impeccable 70s throwback vibes is still available in Vancouver. Dip bread cubes, veggies, and pickles into a bubbling pot of melted cheese and get your camera ready to record a stunning cheese pull moment. Head to Rouche and Gastown to tuck into a great fondue made with Emmental and Gruyere with your choice of veggies or chorizo for dipping. You'll also find classic fondue at the French table. The Cozy Bistro does a three-cheese fondue, a Burgundy fondue, or gooey servings of raclette. Laksa Laksa, a spicy seafood noodle soup, can be found at Shiok in Vancouver. Shiok, Facebook turn up the heat with Laksa, a Southeast Asian rice noodle soup in a fiery coconut milk-based broth. You'll find soul-soothing bowls of this soup in several iterations at Shiok, one of Vancouver's hidden gem spots for Singaporean eats, where you can slurp up the spicy seafood soup with different styles of noodles. You'll also find Laksa at popular local restaurants like John Chapter 3 Verse 16 Malaysian Delights, Hawker's Delight, and, of course, Laksa King. Coco Van with brioche bread at Riley's in downtown Vancouver. Riley's Fish and Steak, Facebook French food tends to lend itself quite nicely to any discussion of comfort eats, and that most definitely includes Coco Van. The hearty chicken, wine, and veggies dish is an absolute classic, and one that often tops the lists of what ambitious home cooks hope to master. But if you would prefer to trade your apron for a menu and order up Coco Van, head right to Riley's Fish and Steak. The new-ish Vancouver restaurant is doing the iconic dish of red wine braised chicken more than justice, and be sure to get an order of their buttery, garlicky brioche to soak up all that sauce. Japanese spaghetti. A newer dish on the Kami on Broadway menu is a take on Japanese spaghetti with a rich, creamy, seafood-dense udon carbonara with uni, salmon roe, and poached egg. Lindsay William Ross, Vancouver is awesome. While we might often think of Japanese fare as being rigorously light, when the cuisine melds with some of the flavors and techniques of Italy, you're often in for a hearty treat. Pairing pasta with Japanese ingredients isn't new, in fact, Japanese spaghetti is a whole subset of the cuisine. If you head to Kami on Broadway, they're offering a decadent twist on the tradition with their udon noodle pasta dishes with creamy, rich seafood sauces. One riffs on carbonara, with a poached egg, sea urchin, and salmon roe, while another is all about cream and crab. Longtime fans of Japanese pasta also flock to Marpol's Café de Lingerie, which specializes in comforting Italian-Japanese fusion, including their most popular offering, Masago de Creamy Spaghetti. Pancakes. Pulled pork pancakes at Red Wagon in East Van. Red Wagon, Facebook perhaps one of the ultimate comfort breakfast items, pancakes piled high with butter and a dousing of good maple syrup are a venerable way to kick off a fall or winter day. East Van's Red Wagon is top of the game for pancakes, particularly if you are an omnivore and like a little pulled pork with your morning meal. Their thick, hearty pancakes are the perfect foil for the smoky sweet shreds of meat, but also will hit the spot on their own, too. Vancouver is aces at the brunch game, so you'll find wicked good pancakes all over town, including at spots like Jam Cafe, OEB, or the Templeton, just to name a few. For an alt take on the usual pancakes, hit up Maxine's for brunch and order their signature Dutch Baby. Tomato soup and grilled cheese. Tomato soup and grilled cheese pair up perfectly at Burgoo, known for its comfort food. Burgoo Bistro, Facebook. The rain is coming down in buckets, and baby, it's cold outside. This is precisely when you yearn for a cozy bowl of tomato soup and its ultimate teammate, a grilled cheese sandwich. Vancouver comfort food mecca Burgoo Bistro has turned this tradition into a near art form. In fact, any of their soup sandwich combos are going to nail it. Look for the menu item called After School Special, which is their straight-up tomato soup and cheese grillers together, as they should be. Another great option is Fable Diner, where you can get a comforting bowl of tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich. Spaghetti and Meatballs. Spaghetti and Meatballs at Cafe La Tana, next door to Pepino's. Lindsay William Ross, Vancouver is awesome. It's impossible not to include more pasta on any list of comfort eats, and when you land on a perfect spaghetti and meatballs, it's hard to imagine anything more satisfying in the cooler months. The dish is at its finest locally at Pepino's, and its next door sibling Cafe La Tana, with tender meaty orbs atop perfect pasta. While you can certainly get the red sauce veteran at many local restaurants, if you're a meatball purist, take heart, because you'll do well at places like Ask for Luigi, North Van's Farina Legna, and Savio Volpe for the dish a la carte, and then you can pair that comfort dish with beautiful pasta to round out your meal.